Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Welcome each of you to She Zone Radio with your host KCVA, baby. Got my co-host on the line.
What it do, ladies? This is your boy Teddy.
All right, Teddy. Look, we got an awesome, a very awesome guest tonight, man. What I say? This got to be like one of the thoroughest actresses, man, out there. I don't care what nobody say. At the end of that last episode, when you recited that Bible verse before you shot that young girl, I was like, she is it. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not even gonna introduce her. She is at home. She is at home. All I'm gonna say is, man, introduce yourself to your fans, man.
Hey, yo, Angela the MC, aka Jace on District Key. I'm in the building. What's up? Or on the phone, on the line.
Yes, Lord, you are on the couch, honey.
Yeah, baby.
This couch got a little bit of holes on. I'm sorry. You know, I forgot to plug the holes
hey,
up.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. You know, I'm from the hood. I'm from the hood, you know.
Oh, that's
we sit
right.
On the same couch with roaches sometimes. You know how we do.
I know you see that roach
right
there.
That's
a big
roach.
One.
Kill that roach over there.
You better not kill it. You better not kill that roach, man. We're going to make soup out of that thing tonight, boy. Because ooh, ain't nobody going to move left. With some mambo sauce on it.
Roach
soup
for the menu. Roach soup.
Yes.
Yeah, I played too
much. So, man, let me ask you a quick question, man, before we get into the interview process. Matter of fact, let's get into the interview process. I want you to tell everybody what is it that you do. We want to know all of your talents because we know that you are a very talented person. See, I know what you do, but I want you to let everybody else know who are you outside of Jay from District Heat.
First and foremost, I am an artist. I rap and I write music. That's something that I'm venturing into, trying to write for different people. I've written a few songs for a local band here that's pretty popular. So, you know, I'm starting off my writing career for somebody else. So, you know, I rap and I write and, you know, I play too much. And what I mean by that, you know, I'm a comedian sometimes. So, you know, and along with doing that, I act. So, yeah, that's me.
Yes,
that's what
man,
I do.
Yes.
On the side hustle, I teach ESOL. I teach English as a second language to, like, I've taught it to Central America. And my students came from, like, Peru and El Salvador and all that. So, I mean, but that's just a side note hustle. But, yeah, I do a lot of different things.
Okay. So tell us about your music career. We want to know a little bit about that.
It's kicking off. I'm trying to push it. I've been an artist for a while, but, like, you know, I've been fighting. You know, when my mother died in 2006, it dropped a little bit. So I could have been off by now, but, you know, my motivation left. So
right.
I'm just getting that motivation back with District Heat to continue doing what I know that God has given me the talent to do. And so, you know, the thing is, you know, I hooked up with a few artists. Some you already know, Chop Locker, Kenilworth Katrina, K, Killer K, and I've collabed with them, and you know what I'm saying, and I've done a few songs with them. I've done a few songs of my own, and you know, my music career is all about, you know, just me being me. It's about me telling my story and me telling about, you know, my opinions and how I view life. So,
right.
You know, I got a few songs out right now on SoundCloud, you know, one called Make You Love Me, another called Girl, another called Flat Out On Your Face, which I think I probably already sent you tonight. And of course, I did the theme song with Kenilworth Katrina, and I'm the first verse on Kenilworth Katrina. So my music career, you know, is moving slowly but surely. I plan to have my album out by the spring. It's called To the Wizard. I don't know if you guys grew up watching The Wiz. White version, but the black version, The
yeah,
Wiz.
Michael Jackson.
You know. Yeah, with Michael Jackson, exactly. And, you know, when it came to going to see The Wiz, you know, when they went to the Emerald City, you know, The Wiz was calling the shots, you know, as far as, you know, you got to be seen green, you got to be seen red, you got to be seen all this. And so, basically, you know, my album is going to be about my note to the Wizard, you know, and basically at the end of the day, it's going to be saying, "Dear Mr. Wizard, all I want to do is be myself in my silver slippers." You know what I'm saying? So, boom, that's where I'm at.
I'm digging that. And how would you describe yourself as an artist?
As an artist, I would say that I'm outside the box because what I do is different from others. A lot of people, the first time that one of my managers heard me, he said, "Man, what do you call that? What do you call that?" when I was rapping. And I said, "I call it preach talking." And he said,
right.
"For real?" I said, "Yeah, that's what I do. I preach talk, you know, and that's what I do when I'm rapping. I preach talk." So, you know, he heard that, and he was like, "Man, we got to run with that. We got to definitely run with that because, you know, like you don't hear that from a lot of people. Like,
right.
Like, you know, nowadays it's all about the bling. I ain't going to tell you that I don't rap about the party because I do. I rap about the party because I'm a partier. And a nice amount of my tracks will be about the party. But at the same time, it's not going to be about that regular stuff. Like, you know, you ain't gonna really hear me, you know, talking about, you know, the regular stuff, you know. But at the same time, you know, you will hear me talking about the party or whatever. So, you know, that's what I plan on doing, you know, in my rapping career. I plan on being a little different. I plan on preach talking. I plan on being a little different, you know, in my tracks.
Okay. So what led to your style of delivery and beat selection?
Church. I was born in the church. I was birthed in the church. And, you know, I wasn't allowed to listen to secular music until I was about the seventh or eighth grade. That's around the time where R. Kelly, he was singing the remix to I Don't See Nothing Wrong, that when he was singing, "It's the pretty round brown driving me round." That's the first time I got a Walkman for Christmas and I could listen to my own style. You know what I'm saying? So, for the most part, all I knew was church. All I knew was church. All I knew was gospel music. The Clark Sisters, C.C. Winans, or the Winans, period. Shirley Caesar, Yolanda Adams. I went to all these churches around here in D.C. Jericho, what else? Great Mount Calvary, Free Gospel, Evangel Temple, Bible Way. I've been to all these churches around here because that's how my mother grew me up. She grew me up in the church, and I just fell in love with music in the church because my mother and my sisters, because I'm like 9 years later from my three older sisters, and they had a singing group as when I was a kid, and, you know, they were called Temperance, and I would listen to them sing, and I would listen to them, you know, and do their harmonies and stuff like that. And, you know, listening to that made me realize or understand music or realize my love for music. And I knew I was different because I really didn't want to sing, even though I had the capability of it. I knew I wanted to be just a little bit different. So once my mother gave me my first Walkman, and I was able to listen to Busta Rhymes and Biggie, and I was able to listen to Bone Thugs and Harmony and all that, I started to venture into Angelus the MC, my own style, you know? So that's where my music point of view comes from. That's where my talent comes from.
Okay. Yes, that answer just moved me a little bit. And, you know, if you had to say what makes you different from ours, like, what would you say?
I'm not one who believes in, I'm not a Lil Wayne or a Jay-Z, a person that believes in I am the best, only because of how I believe in the Creator. He's made so many people. There's billions of people in the world, and there's so many different talents. And what I have learned, being a best friend of a drummer, my best friend is the drummer of Belladonna, and her name's Shannon Brown. And I've had to sit back in the shadow, and I've had to watch her be who she is. You know, not only that, being able to collaborate with different artists, I've been able to appreciate different talents, and I'm not trying to be better than anybody. I'm not trying to be the best. I'm just trying to be the best me that I can be. I'm not trying to, like, knock anybody out the game. I'm not trying to crab anybody.
Right.
I am just basically trying to start a movement that says, you know what, we all have a part in this thing called life. We all have a part in this thing called hip-hop, and let's all make our mark. And a lot of different artists nowadays are just trying to be the best of the best, and it's okay because, you know, life is about competition in some ways, understand. But I'm not that competitive. I understand that there are different people in this world, and there are many talents. And having to be around my best friend and her having all this light shine on her, and be in the shadows and watch her get all this praise, you know, has taught me to appreciate different talents. And that's one thing that I say that would separate me from a lot of different artists, because I'm willing to collaborate with almost anybody who is willing to share their art with me.
Right. That was deep. Definitely deep. What is the most important item right now in your music collection?
Say that one more time.
What's the most important item in your music collection?
Oh, the most important item in my music collection?
Yeah, man.
I gotta say Busta.
Damn.
I gotta say Busta. He taught me to be as crazy as I am. He taught me to be as outgoing as I am, you know. And when I step in a place and I say, woo, like, you know, that type of stuff, it encourages me to be Angelus the MC. It encourages me to just step out and say, you know what I'm saying, like, the things that I say, you know. It encourages me the things that I say. Him and also I would say Missy Elliott. Because she taught me to also, you know, use my vocal tones. And when I was growing up in high school, a lot of people compared me to Missy Elliott, especially when we used to do, you know, freestyles during the lunchtime. Like, you know, I was a part of the Lunchbox crew or whatever. And, like, you know, and that started at 10th grade. And we would always, you know, during lunch period, just get together and freestyle and go through the hallways hitting Biggie's beat, you know, to the More Money, More Problems, and just freestyling and going crazy. So, you know, Busta Rhymes and Missy Elliott, those two are the most influential and the most important in my music collection right now, because they continuously inspire me to be who I am.
Bam. Bam. I got one more for you, then I'm going to let Teddy come for you. I want to know, dead or alive, man, who would be your dream collaboration?
Oh, y'all gonna be like, what? If this nigga, okay, this is before the arrogance. This is before all the controversial like stuff in the media. But it would be Kanye West and Missy Elliott.
Okay, okay. Missy Elliott is definitely dope, man. Kanye too, man. Yeah. I can see it. Definitely you and Missy Elliott. I can see that. I want to see y'all battle, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's some underground battle thing going on. Like, I want to see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
I picture that all the way. Teddy, you have any questions for Jay?
Yeah, a couple of them. I would say, first off, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I guess my first question would be, if you had to say, what is your biggest talent, which one would you say is your most talented aspect, or you choose all of them?
I would say being a comedian. I'm a rapper all day. I am. But the biggest talent I have is being a comedian. And I say that because my mother used to ask me all the time, especially after church, Angel, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'm like, Ma, I want to be a surgeon of hearts. I want to be a heart surgeon. And then I grew up and I realized, I said, oh, God, that takes too long. But the one thing I did realize is that laughter is like medicine unto the heart. And one thing I always used to tell my mother, I just want to make people laugh. I remember watching All That back in the day. Y'all remember All That? That joint?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
right? So I used to tell her, I was like, Ma, I want to be on All That. I want to make people laugh. And, you know, she told me, she said, that's one way that you can be a heart surgeon. She told me, that's one way, because laughter is like medicine unto the heart. So my biggest talent is making people laugh. I used to get out of whoopings because my mother was laughing at me. Like, I used to make her laugh. Like, she wanted to whoop my ass so bad sometimes. And I'd be like, Ma, come on now. You know, if you was in school, you would have said the same thing to the teacher. And she'd be like, you know what? You're right. And you know what I'm saying? So pretty much I used to make my mother laugh so much, you know, and get out of a lot of stuff. So, and, you know, a lot of my friends, when they gather around me, they know it's a laughing good time. So my best talent right now is being the comedian that I am.
Okay. What would you say, how do you feel about no labels? And do you feel like labels is technically necessary in the lesbian community?
Oh, wow, that's a great subject. That's something that me and my, what should I say, bae, was talking about. Labels, the way I feel about labels is that it's 50 cents in one hand and 3/4 in the other. Our society is brought up on categories and labels. That's how we've been trained and programmed, okay? We know that red is red and blue is blue. That's how we've been programmed. You know, we know that blue is Republican. Well, no, I'm sorry. Blue is Democrat and red is Republican and blue is boy, pink is girl. And, you know, that's how we've been programmed. So a lot of that programming helps us understand society in a lot of different ways. However, because we have evolved in such a manner of, you know, breaking out and becoming who we are and not being silent, I think labels hurt us in such a way that we put people in boxes and put limitations on them. I have so many friends that doesn't have an identifier. You know, one minute you'll see them dressing up as a girl, one minute you'll see them dressing up as a boy. And I'm not going to judge them in no way, shape, or form. I'm not going to tell you that. In high school, I was big on labels. In high school, I was big on, like, I'm a dumb, and you're not going to, you know, I'm going to do only but so much, and, you know, you my femme, and you're supposed to be such and such and such. But being an adult now allows me to erase those labels and say, let's just love. Now, would you catch me walking around with a dom? No, you won't, because that's not what I'm attracted to. That is not my, it's not who I'm attracted to, okay? No, I won't walk around with a dom. However, am I going to judge a dom walking around with a dom? No, I'm not. That's who you love? Love is love. Do you? You know what I'm saying? Do you, and do you the best way you can, because you only got one life to live, and in this life you have to be happy. So I think we should take the labels away. You know, I think we need to fight through the labels, you know, and as human nature, we're still evolving, we're still learning, to understand things. So, you know, it's going to take a while, but, you know, eventually I see the labels coming off. Just like with black people, we were, you know, known as dirty and slaves and ignorant and all these things. However, now in 2014, we're conquerors, we're business owners, we're political leaders, and much, much more. So the same in the gay life, you know. Eventually the labels will fall off, but it takes a revolution, it takes a fight, it takes someone standing up and saying, hey, it's okay to be you, it's okay to be the person that you are, it's okay to be femme with femme, it's okay to be dom with dom. You know, so, you know, that's how I feel about labels, that eventually they will fall, and we do need to drop them.
Good answer.
Very good answer. That's actually the best answer I think I've heard yet, that somebody addressed this situation, you know. I feel we need more people like you and I and my brother, of us in the world, you know what I mean? That's not what makes a person, but, yeah. My next question would be, does your
character... No, you can't ask no more questions. No more questions. No, I'm playing. I'm playing.
You got me with that one. You got me.
I know.
I'm playing.
Laugh is the key to all happiness in the heart.
Mm-hmm. Say it, ain't.
Dang, you got me scared to ask the last question.
Don't be scared.
No, I'm just joking. Do you feel like your character describes you as a person outside of, you know, being on the TV show?
For the most part, yes. The thug life, no. Like I said last time that I was talking to you all, will I pick up a gun and shoot somebody? Hell no. My mother would jump out her grave and slap me 3 times and tell me to go talk to Jesus and do 3 Hail Marys. I'm trying to tell you. So, no, I don't believe in, like, the whole violence thing. That part of Jay is not Angela CMC. Jay's spirituality, yes, that is Angela CMC. Telling people to come and, you know, pray and, you know, go to church. And I'm not really that hard on going to church because I don't have a church home myself. Because I grew up in a church and I've seen a lot of the corruption in the church and the programming in the church and how, you know, people feel like that, you know, if you go to church, you know, you're supposed to be a certain way. You know, that blows me. I stray away from it, and I'd be like, no, I feel like God loves me regardless. I build a, my thing is about relationships. So, yes, I relate to Jay a lot. The thing is, with the prayers call, that's something, and I mentioned it before, that's something that Shinovia actually wrote in on my behalf because that's something that I truly believe in. And the reason why is because if you watch shows like movies like Moses, the Ten Commandments, or Jesus of Nazareth, or even something like Daniel, the story about Daniel, when they went to pray, they actually put this thing over their head, and that is called the tallit. And Jesus Christ himself did that. He put the prayer cloth over his head. And I used to ask myself, like, wow, if he was Jesus, why did he put the tallit over his head? You know, he's Jesus. You know, so that made me venture into trying to understand the prayer cloth and, you know, its significance and what it means. And, you know, basically it's just going under the veil in a certain way. And that's why I wear the prayer cloth, and Shinovia realized that I was always going to have a prayer cloth on in my wardrobe, and, you know, my castmates was like, come on, dog, you know, you can't have a prayer cloth on right now, we doing a robbery, you know, I was like, nah, come on, but, you know, she said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and write that in about Jay with the prayer cloth, and it helped me relate more to Jay. And the character that she was trying to, you know, help me to portray on camera. So, you know, in some ways I do relate to Jay. Most ways I relate to Jay. But in the, you know, the street way, the violence way, no, I don't relate to Jay. Not in that way. You know, I'm not about to slap a bitch. I'm not about to slap nobody. I'm not going to ask them where's my money. I'm not pimping nobody. Okay. Yeah.
Let's see.
Why y'all so quiet?
No. I'm still stuck on the part I was about to ask the question, which you said you caught me with that one. You stunned me. I haven't had nobody, you know, sing me like that, and I usually can't recover from that, but you got me good with that one. How do you feel about studs having kids?
I'm okay with that. Like I said, there's no labels. I want the labels to drop off. I mean, you know, how else is a stud going to have a child? Just because she's a dominant woman, you know, doesn't mean that she doesn't want to have a baby. You know, and that's something that a lot of femmes may not understand. You know, the reason that I am a lesbian is because I am a woman first, who loves women, you know? So you got to break that down to them. And in high school, that was very hard because you were dealing with an immature mind. But now that I've grown older, you know, I have to break that down to women that, no, you're not dealing with a man. You're dealing with a woman. You know what I'm saying? So just because my pants sag and my hat is backwards doesn't mean I don't get a period. Bitch, I get a period just like you. You know what I'm saying? So there's emotions that I feel that you feel too. You know what I'm saying? There's emotions that we both feel. So, you know, there is times, and I'm not going to fake, there, in being in my 30s, I have felt that clock ticking. But I prayed early. I was like, Lord, I don't want to have no kids, Jesus. Lord, don't let me have no children because I ain't got time for this. And for the most part, he's honored that for me, you know, of having children. I never wanted to have children because I was married, and I will tell you that. At 20, 21, I got married, and at 22, I was divorced. So, you know, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, you know, so I've dealt with men before. I've had to discover myself. I've had to, you know, find out which way I was going to go. And even still, you know, there is times that I feel that biological clock ticking. I look at a baby and I'm like, oh, my God, come here. Oh, my God, I want to love you up so much because I'm built to be a woman. I am built to nurture. I am built to love and to help raise a child. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm built. So that clock, regardless if I'm a dom loving women, still ticks. You know what I'm saying? It still ticks. So if a dominant woman wants to have a baby, sign fucking shit. Let her have a baby. Stop judging her about that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's planned. You know, it's all right. It's okay. It's fine. You know what I'm saying? She is still a woman. That's what makes her a lesbian, is the fact that she's a woman that loves women, not that she's a man that loves women. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Do we have any callers yet?
Yeah, we have some calls. We're just waiting on you.
Yeah, I was like, this bitch is just talking too much tonight.
No.
No. Keep talking. Keep talking. You know what?
I'm going to keep talking. You know what? Let me tell y'all. Relationships don't last too long these days. You know what?
No, honey, no.
You know why they don't last too long today? Because,
tell me,
today you, because today you meet them on Skype. And tomorrow their Wi-Fi acting up, and we got to break up. We got to break up because your Wi-Fi breaking up. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Lord.
Your Wi-Fi breaking up, so we got to break up.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's what happened. Now I know. I know now.
Yeah, that's what happened.
No, that ain't the issue for you.
Yeah, shut up, boy. Shut up. We ain't going to do this on season, baby. See, she's trying to get me caught up. See, look at that.
I ain't trying to get you caught up. I'm just
like,
saying.
My girl
going to
get
the
me.
The right woman is coming.
She's going to get me.
The right woman is coming, but you just ain't find that one yet.
That's right. That's right. So
I don't even know, man. I don't even know if the right woman is coming for me. But what I will say,
she
can fry some chicken, she will be the right woman, honey, okay? And she can fry
again.
She will
that's
be the right, right. one. Macaroni and cheese on the plate, honey, girl. You are the best. Yes.
Yes. Turn up.
Love it up, girl.
On
that
good love.
Yes.
You need a woman
that knows
how to cook.
Kool-Aid. Yeah, you got me hungry. I can't stand her.
Yeah, I did. You need a woman that can cook, bro.
Yeah. Look,
oh, yeah, that's a must. That's a must. The girl, man, I met a girl, man. I saw her Instagram, and she had lasagna on her Instagram. I said, you is my wife. She said, I'm pregnant. I said, I love it. I'm about to be a daddy, and can you cook for me tomorrow? That's all I'm saying. Her lasagna looks so good. So good.
That's right.
She got me. I love her to death, I swear. That's my baby already.
Aww.
Man, well, she got a sister. Tell her, KC.
Oh my God!
No, I take noodles.
Noodles and noodles and some fried chicken. I'm good.
Yes, honey. If she can make them noodles into a casserole, girl, I'm down, honey. Okay. Thank you, so. Put a little bit of Alfredo in it. You can make up some noodles, girl. Ninja noodles. I'm hungry. Lord, got me hungry. I can't stand y'all tonight.
Y'all stay hungry. Y'all make me hungry. Every time I listen to the show, I get hungry.
That's
we talk about chicken
and
every
people.
Time. Last time, you remember the last time we was on here, y'all was talking about chicken.
It was me, girl, and that mumble sauce.
Yeah, we was talking about chicken.
Y'all still got to try that mumble sauce. That mumble sauce is good.
Man, that is, what you say, the porn for chicken? That is it. That is porn for chicken. That is food
it
porn.
Is.
Mumbles over.
It is, that's what it is. No, it's not porn for chicken. It's crack. It's crack. It's crack for chicken.
Yeah. You got to have it. You can't just go to the carryout and not get no mumbles over. Man, you put mumbles over on the Chinese food. It's so good. I can't stand
that's
y'all.
Right. You got to have it on everything. I think Taylor said she put it on her steak and cheese. I said, oh, you just opened me up to a whole new side of life.
Man,
I'm
put it on everything when I come up there. I just go to D.C. sometimes just to get the marble toast. I'm serious.
Okay.
Marble sauce and them crabs in Baltimore, Lord. And I'm hungry. You know, I'm going to D.C. this weekend. I can't take it. As a sheep pride, that's where I'm going to be, D.C.
Oh, my God.
Yes, excuse me, I'm going to bring a whole tub of mumble sauce to the thing. I'm like, look, can you just fill this up? Just tell me how much it costs by the pay. We don't have mumble sauce here in Virginia, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what kind of sauce that is they be putting on that sweet and sour pork.
It
tastes a little bit like
mumble
sauce.
It don't taste the same.
Bad. I know. My life changed when my mother passed away in 2006. I moved down to Atlanta, Georgia for a while. Not Atlanta, but Norcross, Georgia. And when I was down in Norcross, Georgia, I was like, okay, so, you know, we're going to order some Chinese food. And I'm going to order some mumble sauce. And they was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, fuck no, baby. I got to go back home because y'all don't know nothing about. I stayed in Norcross, Georgia for 6 months. I got to come back home. I had to come back home. 2009, I was back.
I know that's right. I know that's right, man. But what we gonna do right now, man? I'm gonna let y'all hear a little bit of your boy. Let you see what she working with. Ladies, stay tuned. Here we go.
That.
Flat out on your face, get you flat out on your face, get you flat out on your face, get you flat out on your face, and get you. Yeah. Angela. You see, boy, it's evident I was born with common sense. Niggas call it the third eye. I just watch you, nigga, this how you never got your shit, but you stay flapping your lips, calling for empty clips. That body bag, all that talking, it'll get you hurt. You keep it walking, or kiss the dirt. Bad bitches will get you. Get you flat out on your face, 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 yeah, on your face. I pimp flap, your judo chap, you leave you flat out on your face, flat out on your face, I pimp flap, your judo chap, you leave you flat out on your face, see I'm in the lane with the people in the front, you in the back with the names and the bombs, come for me, there'll be a rumble in the Bronx, rum-tum-tum, mad cause you woke up so fucked up, numb in the D like pussy and lungs, pharmacy high, me now like a gun, see me with a step up, bitch, way you better run. Ass nigga, no name ass nigga, mad cause you ain't got a dream ass nigga, man with your song, you seen ass nigga, tell my shit, I'm a mean ass nigga, flip your cards, where you got, you stretch, you're not hard, out your mouth, my name you say, oh, I swear that shit, they get you flat out on your face, bacon, we'll get you taken, Colombiana, Vince Bacon, it'll get you, yeah, I put flap, your judo chop, you leave your flat out on your face, yeah, I can slap your judo chop, you leave you flat out on your face. Flat out on your face, get you flat out on your face. Flat, get you flat out on your face. Get you flat out on your face. Yeah. Flat out on your face, get you flat out on your face. Flat out on your face. They say the girl beastie on the mic. I'm a don. Has it to your life, lyrical, venom, verbal harm. Get your touch up, bump hands, I got feet. And if you want beef, control, alt, delete.
Man, you got my fat ass twerking over here, man. I'm twerking hard as hell. You ain't lying. I'm over here looking like a fat ass malicized. I'm just shaking my booty cheeks. I'm like, Lord, I like this.
Yeah.
Shaking that jack, man. That jack go hard.
Yeah.
Like,
see, that's my. You remember, y'all remember back in the day when P. Diddy had a campaign against bitch assness?
That's
my campaign against bitch assness part two. You know, like that bitch assness will get you flat out on your face, like dumb stuff. You know, that's where that comes from. Just basically, you know, don't be talking about me. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk about me, you know, I've dealt with it. You know, nothing from District Heat. Doing, so I don't want nobody to think, oh, did she make that for District Heat? Nah. But it was actually way before District Heat and some situations I dealt with people talking about me and keeping my name in their mouth. And I was like, you know, that's some bitch assness. Like, if you really fuck with me, you would talk to me and tell me about it. So, you know, that's why I made that particular song. That's the inspiration for that song. You know, basically just, you know, If you want to practice bitch assness, it's basically gonna get you fired on your face.
No, that's right. I'm digging that. How you like that song, Teddy? Where's she go, Teddy? Testing.
I mean, that's fucked up, Teddy. You ain't had to just disappear on the song.
No, man.
I mean,
no,
you don't
no,
like
no,
it. You don't like it.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Oh, she just went to another country or something.
Okay. Nah.
Nothing like that. I had to take care of my health real quick. I had to take my nighttime pills, that's all. But like I was saying, I love that song. I mean, I wish I could find more people that rap like that. I actually like rap like that versus what you actually hear on the radio now. Like, I don't get it. To be honest with you, I really don't get it.
Yeah.
I can relate more to my lesbian community style of music than I can relate to what's actually out here, or I guess you could say mainstream, but I mean, I feel that the lesbian community puts more emphasis and more feeling into the music than trying to sell a record. Or trying to sell sex, you know. I mean, yeah, we
exactly.
have somebody that talks
because,
about
I mean,
it.
Because, I mean, it's like the industry found out a couple of good things about hip-hop. They found out that sex sells, and they just want to keep going with it. But they don't want to discover the other things that sell. And they block it off, and they limit it because they feel like, oh, okay, this hasn't been working before. Just like old school. It's like the pros and the cons, you know what I'm saying? They feel like, okay, well, this is what's been selling, so we got to keep going with it because this is what makes money. But they don't want to venture into the other things that actually makes money. There is an audience for other people, for people who, you know, have different sides of the story. And, you know, that's something we got to break through. That's something we got to break the mold on and bust the wall down on, because there are other things that sell besides sex, drugs, and money, you know. Oh, can I do something real quick?
Yeah, do what you want to do, man.
Okay, a couple of people that asked me some questions on my Facebook. And I just wanted to answer a couple of questions. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the first person I'm going to answer, they said, where's episode 8 at? And it's coming. That's all I can say is that episode 8 is definitely coming. Miss Kiwi, she asked me, you know, how old I was, and I'm just going to tell her, Miss Kiwi, you'll never ask a lady her age. You'll never ask a lady her age. And if I had a girl, and yes, I do. I do have a very special lady that I'm talking to right now, and she's actually been enlightened. She's made me smile, and she's, you know what I'm saying, she's made me pretty happy for, you know, the past few months. And, you know, I'm taking that venture, and like I said, you know, I'm about to be a daddy because I done fell in love with her. So shit, you know, fine fucking shit. I'm down with it. Nigga. We gonna feed the baby with the bottle together. God dang it. So, so yeah, there is a lady that I am talking to right now. But yeah, those are the questions that were asked to me on my Facebook. Yeah, but episode 8 is definitely coming, and it's coming soon. You know, just be patient. Hold on, it's coming.
Yes, I got to see that, honey. Yes, honey.
Yes.
Just left me on the side of my street. Oh my, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, Lord. All I had was cow, and then it was a rap. And I was like, God damn. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, Alan Brown can't. Look, as soon as it come out, I'm going to be at the TV. I'm so glad I have my weed, and I can play my YouTube on my TV.
You hear me, though? You hear me, though? That joint is important. Yeah. If you got an Xbox or Wii, anything like that, that thing makes you happy. You're like, okay, go ahead and play it on the TV.
I can look at you on the TV, girl. Yes. Seriously.
Yes.
You got any more questions, baby?
Because
I got somebody want me to send some love. Somebody want me to send some love to you. She said she wants you to know. Her name is Marino Ignacio. I think that's how. Please don't kill me if it's not right, Lord. She wants to say she wants to express her love and care for you all the way from St. Martin. And she said that she loves your part on this. She said she said you have a very spiritual caring soul. Even if you're a gangster, she said she hope you get a girlfriend on the next episode. I thought I was going to say that, girl. I said, wait for your girlfriend.
I think the director might be listening. Look, if you're listening, Shinovia, okay, you got some writing to do. You got to put a girlfriend in for me, girl.
Yeah.
The people want a girlfriend. Right. Lasagna.
All the boys, hey, man. Shoot.
Okay.
I'm
I appreciate it, sweetheart. Thank you so much for your love, and I'm going to try to keep continuously making y'all laugh and making y'all proud. I do appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
Awesome. So let's go to these phone lines, ladies. If you are online right now, I need you to dial in 646-716-6977. Press the number 1, ladies. If you're online, all you have to do, if you want to talk to this beautiful young lady, is make your moves. Press the number 1, all right? Area code 202-763. Talk.
You make me feel so special.
Area code 202-763. All right, area code 301-640. What's up?
Bitch, how are you, bitch? Yes, Jay.
Yes.
Girl-a.
What's up, chap?
I didn't want you to know I didn't forget about you. I seem to post on my page, bitch. And I support you. Prayer scoff. I'm going to leave a flat out on their face, huh?
I know. That's what you say, huh?
Hey, why y'all ain't got Angelus performing at She Pride, man? That's the new age Missy Elliott, man. Y'all bullshitting.
Hello?
Baby.
Well, I'm just going to be quiet on that.
I'm going to let you be the KC on that one.
It's in trouble. All right, good talk to your fans now, bitch. I was just letting you know I support all y'all, and I'm bringing your mambo sauce to Rich.
Yes, honey. Woo!
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to bring you your bucket of Mamba song.
Oh, yes, honey. Yes.
Please, please.
Because I don't know the nigga homie.
Hey.
All y'all talking about it, too. But anyway,
yeah,
do
okay,
your thing,
okay.
I'm supporting, I'm listening, all of the good shit.
That's
you
what's
me?
Up, Chop. You know I fucks with you all day for calling in. I love you, man.
I love you too, baby.
What, man?
See y'all this Saturday, man.
All right, man. Can't wait.
That.
All right. Hey, Kuwait, 15573, Chop.
Man, first of all, your song that you got, that shit hot. You know what
Thank
I'm
you,
saying?
Man.
It got a nice little flow to it. And people are right, you do sound like Missy, you know what I'm saying? She actually has a beat. You do.
Thank you.
She actually has
my inspiration.
She mine too. You know? Like the first time I see Missy in concert, I was like 15 years old, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like basically just becoming a stud. You know what I'm saying? I was got my little thuggy on and shit. As soon as she walked out, nigga, I broke down in tears. And I'm talking about,
wow,
this is Missy that was full figure. She had the curly hair. I'm talking about
Super Duper Fly.
Yes,
Super Duper Fly.
It was that Missy. Yes, it was at Pepsi. It was at the Pepsi Smash, man. I fucking lost it. I was lost for words, and I was close to the stage and stuff. And she was standing right in front of me. I couldn't even believe it. I didn't know if I get tackled or not. But she was just like all over the stage. But it was like something that was drawing her to me. Oh my God, man, I went bananas. The people that was with me like, man, why are you crying and shit? You ain't never. I'm like, man, I love her, yo. I love
yes,
her.
Yes, exactly.
And she actually made me start flowing and shit. That's when I started flowing. You know what I'm saying? Him on the flow. You know. Yo shit hot, B. Yo shit hot.
Thank you, yo. Thank you, yo.
And you friends with me
on Facebook?
Nah.
You
got an Insta?
Follow me on Facebook so I can find out where your rhymes at. And I'm trying to figure out where you at. So I can hear you,
man,
too. I said, I'm about collabing. I'm about, like, we need to expand the community of female rappers. That's the thing. Like, we have a shortage of female rappers. Nicki Minaj should not be the only one getting an award for being a rapper.
No, that's
man,
right.
She garbage. I'm sorry, everybody who like Nicki Minaj, but she garbage to me. She garbage. I don't fuck with Nicki. You know,
I understand.
I just look,
but you know what? I ain't gonna front. Nicki done made a change, and I'm kind of proud of her. I'm proud of her for changing a little bit and kind of being true to who she originally was in the beginning. Like I respect her little bit of a change. That first Nicki, I didn't like it at all. But this new Nicki, I'm all right. I'm digging her a little bit. But she's not the best female rapper out there.
No, she's not. No, she not. But yeah, I follow. What's your name on Facebook?
Excuse me, Angelus the MC. AngelusTheMC. Angelus the MC Holland on Facebook. Angelus the MC on Instagram. And Angelus the MC anywhere else.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and get you. I'm gonna follow you and
Bet.
Shit. But yeah, you know, it's your shit type B. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had nothing recorded since I was like 15, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got basically a whole notebook full of rhymes and poems. I could actually turn poems into rap. But I just don't believe like a lot. Like okay, I would say my shit kind of like Wale a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because like I don't know, I'm kind of weird. I read a lot. You know what I'm saying? I like the dictionary. I read the dictionary.
Yeah.
My mom says it's one of my bad qualities, but it can be good too. I know how to manipulate words.
That's good. Hey, so I'm about to give you another site. If you go to songwriting.com, it'll give you everything.
Yeah.
It'll give you the thesaurus, the dictionary. It'll also give you similes. It'll give you similes, antonyms, synonyms. all those things that you need for writing. Like, if you go to songwriting.com and go to the toolbox, you'll get, it's like a whole new world. It's a whole new world. And if you love English the way I love English, that's why I ended up teaching it, you're going to love that site.
Okay. You said songwriting.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And put in toolbox. Matter of fact, Google songwriting/toolbox. And you go
okay.
And then go to the toolbox and you'll find and the world opens for you.
Okay. All right, I can do that, but yeah, man, you know. I fuck with you. Your shit, like, and that's the first time I ever heard some of your shit. But your shit,
that's
your shit
up.
Official, G. Your shit official,
thank you.
G. I ain't finna get up on here all fake and shit like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with you. When it's the first damn time I ever heard your song. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's a lot of people who get up here and do that just for attention. Nah, that's not me. This my first time. I ain't even know you existed.
Right.
I ain't trying to
right.
be funny or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's fine. It's fine because, like I said, I'm a new artist coming out, so it's fine. It's fine. I understand it. It's real.
Yo, shit, hot G, you know what I'm saying? And I fuck with Missy, too, whether she full-figured, slim, and then full-figured again. That's I love her. You know what
it's
I'm
like
saying?
Luther Vandross. You got to fuck with all the Luther.
You're right.
It's
Missy,
true,
though. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
I fuck with Missy. Like, she one of the first people, you know, that really inspired me and shit. And I like that Amanda Perez. Everybody sleeps with
yeah,
Amanda.
Yeah,
yeah,
Amanda's
I fuck
good.
With her too. Yeah, but yeah, Missy, man, you shit, your shit. That I know, and you say Kanye. Okay, man, Kanye. I don't know.
You know what Kanye that I mess with? Late Registration. That's the only
yeah,
album that
yeah.
I really fuck with. Late Registration is the one that I fuck with. That one where he had I'll Be Late for That, and like he got a lot of different joints on there.
Walks.
Yep, Drive Slow,
yep,
all that.
Yeah, yeah, that's and I like that. If you could feel how my when he had his accident and shit, that's
uh-huh.
I like that too. But Kanye now, I can't make no sense of what he's talking
about.
It's too much,
you know.
Too much.
But you know, one thing I do feel from him, from that interview with Sway, and he was like, Sway, you ain't got all the answers, Sway. Sway, you ain't got all the answers. Like, what he was trying to say, one thing I agree with is that, you know, Nike, they got a monopoly going on. Nike has a monopoly going on. Reebok, they have a monopoly going on. And what he's trying to do is, because the black community will support somebody they don't know first before they support somebody they do know, that's something we got to change. That's something that we really got to change. He wants to put out his own line. But if he put out his own line, like Rockefeller, think about Rockefeller. Not too many people wear Rockefeller nowadays. Like, people
no,
wear it,
no.
but they really don't. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Nah.
Some people...
Ain't
some people wear it, but some people
no
don't. Exactly. But we know Jay.
Just like Smith Farm.
Exactly. Why? Why don't we support? But you'll support Miss Young Hung across the seas, Miss Chiodio across the seas, who's doing a sweatshop and got all these Chinese people slaving. You know what I'm saying? We'll support that. What's going on with the black dollar? Why are we supporting people we don't know before we support people we know? That's a problem, and that's something we need to change. And that's why I feel Kanye. He wants to be the next Nike. He wants to be the next Reebok, and he should be able to. He's known well enough. Why can't he have Bill Gates money? Why can't? Because black people, we are the ones who support them. We are the ones who give them that money. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But, you know, we just not feeling each other. You see a black face on it, you say it's not worth it, but it is worth it. And that's the programming that we need to change. We need to change that. But it was great talking to you, man. I swear, I hope we end up hooking up on Facebook. And hopefully there's a collab in the making.
Hey, man, I hope you ready, man, for this Windy City flavor, B.
All right, that's what's up.
Are you from D.C.?
Yeah, man, I'm from D.C. I was born and I say I'm so DMV because I was born right here. I was born right here in Maryland. I lived on Minnesota Avenue for years. Actually located to Virginia for a while. So I've been born all over. You know what I'm saying? I've been born and raised all over. So.
All right, man. Hey, shit, you let me know. I'll spit to you right now some shit that have you like.
Just definitely find me on Facebook. Find me on Facebook, and we're going to talk.
Ivy, I got you.
Ivy.
MC.
Ivy.
All right, I got you, though.
All right, bet.
Yep.
All right, ladies, don't be scared to talk to her, man. She's humble. I want y'all to press that number one. That number one. Any number one. One. Press the number one. Don't be scared. Okay, here we go. There you go. 240-305. Talk.
Damn, you going to say my whole phone number, though?
I ain't put the last four, though.
Good gracious. Okay, question. What high school did you go to in D.C.?
What, me?
Not in D.C. I didn't go to a high school in D.C.
You didn't go to a high school in D.C.?
Nah. My best friend did, but I didn't. Not in D.C. Like I said, I've been born and raised all over. I was born in Maryland and everything. I lived on Minnesota Avenue for a while. Right now I'm actually located on the Maryland side of Eastern Avenue. And I've lived in Virginia, so I'm like, I'm DMV, pretty much. So the high school that I went to was Eleanor Roosevelt, though, in Greenbelt, Maryland.
Okay, next question is, these questions coming from these two ladies that's sitting beside me don't want to say nothing.
It's okay, baby. Go ahead, talk to me.
Oh,
it's all right, baby. Go on, talk to
me. You and your creep shit. Okay, anyway, what made you decide that you wanted to do the whole District Heat thing?
The funny thing is that me and Chop Locker was chilling for a while. We was doing shows. We were collabing a lot, and Chop was like, you know what, son, there is a audition for District Heat, there's an audition for a lesbian web series coming up, and it's called District Heat. And I was like, what, for real? She said, I'm about to go audition. I said, Chop, for real? She said, yeah. I said, all right, bet. We could, me and my friend, excuse me, I'm burping. That's nasty. Anyway, I said, all right, bet. Me and my homegirl, Cammie, we going to go and we going to audition too. And boom, it started from there. You know, the next day it was auditions and Chop Lock was there. I was there. My homegirl, V, was there. And we was just chilling. We was like, all right, bet. You know, we're going to go ahead and audition for this. What made me want to act is that, like I said, from a kid, I've always wanted to be on camera. I've always wanted to be the comic relief. I've always wanted to, you know, be funny on camera. So that's something I've been wanting to do for years. So when I heard about District Heat, I went in for the audition. And the funny thing is that when she picked me, she was like, you're going to be an extra. I said, okay, fine, fucking shit. I'm going to be an extra. And then she got to know me some more, and then she's like, I got the perfect character for you. And boom, I ended up being Jay, you know. So, that's how it started.
Yeah, because you played one of the humble ones in the group.
That's how I really am, though.
Yeah, you could tell that you're real humble in, like, real life other than, like, on the screen or whatever. Because everybody else is real rowdy in the whole actress little thingy thing. The next question came from somebody that's sitting right here. She don't want to say nothing. Kiwi said, why didn't you answer her question, how old are you?
Miss Kiwi. Miss Kiwi, because I'm a lady, Miss Kiwi. You will ask a lady how old they are. Don't make me go off of you.
We all want another question.
But who is we all? Who is we all? I'm in my 30s. I'll give y'all that. I'm in my early 30s.
Oh, well, that's all of us. Shit.
Okay. So, you know, we all the same age then. Hello. Hallelujah. Pass me the collection plate.
The next question, but the last question is, I think somebody asked that question because you don't have a girlfriend in District Heat.
Right.
if you had a girlfriend in District Heat with all the sexual things, do you think that would cause a controversy in your relationship?
So basically you're saying if I had a girlfriend in District Heat and I had a sex scene, would that cause controversy in my relationship that I'm in now?
Yeah.
Lord, she listening. I know she listening. She online right now. Oh, my God. Listen, babe. I'm going to answer this question the way I can. we've had this conversation. And I told her already that she met me after District Heat. And because she met me after District Heat, you know, there's things that come with District Heat that, you know, is automatic. So would it cause a little controversy? Probably. However, I'm not afraid to reassure her that she is the only woman in my life. So, that's that, you know, she would know, she would understand because of how understanding she is, the type of woman she is. She understands business, she understands the industry enough to understand that, you know, again, this is just business, it's not pleasure, much like Ali, you know, because Ali is in a relationship. And, yeah, you know, so is Cade and so many others. However, you know, it's acting. It's almost what they call play, you know. So it's not real, you know, but what me and her have is very real. So, you know, she would know that, you know, this is just an acting thing. So a little controversy probably. Yeah, she would probably be a little bit upset that I had a sex scene. However, the way that I know she is, the way that I know her so far, it's not that I'm saying she would be okay with it, but she would understand the business. And, again, I would reassure her that she is the only woman in my life.
She'd be a strong woman to understand that.
Don't get me in trouble.
No, I'm just saying, me per se, if my girlfriend was doing what she was doing and she had a sex scene and the way they clothes was like partially on and partially off, oh, nah, bitch, I ain't going for that. You better quit.
I feel you. And that's something that you and your girlfriend would have to deal with. That's something that y'all would have to deal with.
It's a nobody. Hell no. If I was her, I'd be the one, guess what? I'd be auditioning for that part.
But, you know, Shinovia, she knows what she's doing as far as writing for the couples that have sex. And on scene, and she knows what she's very smart, and she knows how to keep things. And the couples, the people that has already had sex on scene, again, a lot of them already have a relationship. So It will probably be very tasteful, you know, when it comes to me, because I'm a big girl. Y'all not gonna see all my fat on screen, and I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to do that.
That's what I said. If you had a sex scene, like, it would have to be with another, not a woman that's bigger than you, but a woman that's still plus size, because a little woman, and that wouldn't match. Because everybody...
ain't nobody asked you all that.
Whoa.
You ain't had to go there. You ain't had to go there. If she was a little woman, it would be fine. I'm not going to squish her. It's like, no, I'm playing.
You on the thick side, too, so you can't say that.
Yeah, I know. I am on the thick side, but I'm just saying. If she matched me with a little one, it would be fine too. I've had all types of girlfriends. I've had small girlfriends. I've had big girlfriends. I've had all types. You know what I'm saying? But you know, for the look of things, I feel you. For the look of things, I feel you.
Okay. Well, that was the question for us just in this house.
All right. Well, tell Miss Kiwi I said, hey, boo.
She's over here blushing forever.
All right. Y'all be good. Thank you for calling. I appreciate your love.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here you go, 678. Until 6. Talk to us. They probably think I'm crazy.
Gay is
crazy. This sleepy. Was I sleeping?
Almost missed this dumb. I fell asleep. And I was like, no, I want to speak to Jay.
That's what's bad.
Okay.
How you doing, baby?
What's up? You my favorite character on the show. Okay.
That's what's up.
You got the best verse on the little intro call, because you say everything that's going on. You be like, Shay.
Yeah, Shay.
This is our life.
Yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate that.
But you ain't had to bust my mask like that, though.
Yeah, I know, Chop. That's my nigga, too. That's my nigga, too. It was a conflict of interest.
I guess so. But I just wanted
they
to
had
say,
to say the Bible verse with it, huh? It was raw.
You know?
Yes.
I had
that
to quote that scripture
yes.
to send her soul on to Jesus, and hopefully she saw him.
Yeah. Hopefully. But, yeah, I ain't never heard your music, though. What's up with your music? That's what I want to hear about.
Yeah, they played a couple of one of my songs. I got a SoundCloud out. It's Angela CMC. If you go on SoundCloud and put in ANGULOUSVMC, and it's all one word, you could actually hear at least four of my tracks, one of which is the theme song. And I'm a new artist coming out. I've been rapping for a while, but in 2006 I lost my drive because my mother died of cancer, and I felt like, you know, what the fuck was life for? But after a while, you know what I'm saying, after a while, you know, something just God basically told me that there's a purpose for you in life. So now I'm pushing up again, and I'm digging in the dirt, and I'm getting my grind on. And so far, I got three tracks out there that you can listen to. And in spring, I plan on having my album drop of 2015. So you will definitely hear more from me. But right now, you definitely can hear three tracks of mine personally on SoundCloud, and again, that's under Angela CMC, ANGULOUSTHEMC.
All right, that's what's up. Well, I'm gonna be looking forward to getting that album, Madame.
Okay.
All right.
That's what's up.
Bye, Casey. See you in a couple of days.
See you Saturday, mate.
All right.
All right, mate.
All right, man.
All right, ladies, do not be scared. Come on now. If you're listening online, dial in 646-716-6977. Press that number one to talk. If you're online, come on, press that number one. It is a lot of y'all. Thank you very much. It is a lot of you all online right now. I'm looking at you. I know y'all got something to say. I know you got something to say. You can ask her if she likes chicken, where she from. Merry Christmas. You can ask her. Ask her something about District Heat, you know. Don't be scared to talk to her, all right?
She doesn't bite.
You can ask me a question or you can join in on this little thing I got. For all lesbians out there, this is a funny subject to me, and I just want to be funny with this subject because a lot of people will probably be like, no, I ain't got none of it. But this is my little subject right now. So if you got an answer to this question, call it. Go ahead and press that number one and talk to me. So for my lesbians, I want to know.
Oh, God.
I want to know. What would you be straight for? I would be straight if they had a free buffet on Wednesdays for straight couples. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
Fanny.
Like,
yeah. Oh, hell no.
Would you pick up a homeless man just to be straight for 5 minutes? If they had free clothes at Macy's for straight couples, like, it's meant to be funny. It's not meant to be serious, but... Go ahead and push that number one and tell me what you would be straight for if there was a such thing for lesbians.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she said, hey, I say, girl, Lord. Okay, we got some people. There you go, 815-573. So, where would you be straight for?
All right, that's a funny ass fucking question. Like, you mean like for just anything or anybody?
Yeah, for anything, like for any something special. I would be straight if they gave a car away free on at CarMax on Thursdays.
Yeah, man.
For straight couples.
Okay. I would be straight, and this could be just any. This could be any a person, place, thing.
It don't matter. If you was going to get something out of it.
Oh, my God.
I need a break. I would be straight if.
I would be straight if they was giving out $1 million checks.
Yes, honey. For one day, right?
For one day. I would be straight for. I'll be straight for fine-ass Morris Chestnut.
Oh, yeah, my best friend like Boris Kojo. She's the gayest motherfucker
too.
I know, but she loves herself some Boris Kojo.
Yeah, him too. But, yeah, if they was giving out $1 million checks, you know, I would even kiss the dude.
Okay, no. Yes. All right. Yeah. For $1 million check one day. Okay, go ahead and do that. Yes.
Yeah.
And you'll be a millionaire.
Yes, Anna, but suck his nose, honey. Yes.
That's what's up. No judgment. You get your money, girl.
Yeah.
Don't let that money make you.
Okay, hey,
I don't want to hear no Ronnie Ho quotes.
Well, you just got one.
All right, man. Hey, what you say your Instagram was again?
Everything is Angelus the MC. ANGELOUSTHEMC. Angelus the MC.
Okay, I got you.
All right, bet. Can't wait to see you on there.
All right, I got you. But, yeah, $1 million check. Yep, definitely straight.
Okay. Hell yeah, yeah. Definitely if it's just for one day. Yep, I sure would. Sure enough. This is my boo boo. I just picked this nigga up from the liquor store. This is my man. This nigga drunk as a motherfucker. He don't know what's going on.
Holy damn.
He ain't even getting none of the money.
He ain't getting nothing.
He ain't get nothing but another 211. Nigga, I got you, nigga. Shut up. I'm going to buy your 211. Shut up, nigga.
MB 2020.
Right.
Oh, Chad,
yes.
Isma.
Man, yo. You funny as hell. Where the hell did that question come from, yo?
These are the things I was thinking about.
Oh, okay, man.
I got another question for them if they're not answering that one.
Go ahead. Hold on, we got a couple more people. Hold on, let me see. We run up the list real quick. See what they talk about. 240-305.
Hello?
Yeah, 204-305.
You gonna say my number again?
Okay, yeah,
question.
Girl.
Whatever.
Yeah,
shit
is rude.
I'm not rude. I'm talking now. My best friend wanted me to talk. This Kiwi. Now I have a question.
Hey, Kiwi.
Whatever. Anyway, so I have a question for KC. We met once. Huh?
Is that for who?
For KC.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need 1, 2, 3, 4. We need 5 shoe zone tickets. And it's not coming up on Eventbrite.
What are you trying to get? Okay, hit me up on my Facebook about that.
All right, next question.
Are you on my Facebook? You said Miss Kiwi?
Yeah, obviously.
Miss Kiwi.
Don't start.
The most passionate fruit.
I know.
No, it's not.
Yeah, really, I was just being nice.
Anyway.
They are feisty as hell.
Huh?
Evil.
Y'all are
feisty
as hell.
They coming for you tonight, KC.
I know.
What did you do?
I don't know, man.
She almost
snapped on me. I did that mean to, girl. I promise I was not going to say the last 4. But I had to identify you. What if somebody else had your first 3, right? And both of y'all be talking.
Anyway.
I'll be in your inbox. Oh, me. I'm ready to cry. They got me ready to cry, said it. No, don't do no cry.
What you want to cry for?
What?
No, for me.
Hey, the question's for Jay.
Okay.
What is, I forgot the damn question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we smoke too much.
I'm going to need y'all to put that blunt down.
Pass it over. Pass the blunt on the left.
You said, what would we turn straight for? If we had a shot of funnel right now, I'd be straight.
Hey, I will fuck you out. Have you had a shot of Patron?
I said a shot of funnel.
Oh, what is that? A shot of funnel?
You so from VA. You don't even know what it is.
I'm not from VA. Oh, funnel with the roll with. The funnel. The roll with?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. See, I know. Don't do me like that because I'm not that much from VA. I reside on the borderline of DC and Maryland. That's where I'm at.
Well, hold
okay,
on.
Yes.
A lot of people that's from VA.
You would be straight for some funnel right now. You ain't got to be straight for funnel.
Eastern Avenue. That's like Eastern Avenue in between DC and Maryland.
Yes, that's where I'm at, babe.
Okay, and I'm on Nanny Helen, so that's like right there.
Lord. Now, Miss Kiwi.
Don't come for me. I did not send for you. Do not come for me. I dare you.
All right, I ain't gonna come for you.
Anyway, question for Jay. Did you put that Bible verse in there, or did Willow? I don't want to say her real name, but
No. Shanovia McKenzie, the writer.
I know who that is. I just didn't want to say her real name. But
that's the writer. You got to give her her props. Give her her props, girl. She deserves it. She works hard.
Yeah,
okay.
Who decided to put that Bible verse in?
At the end, is always the writer is always purely Shanovia McKenzie. It's always Miss McKenzie. This is her vision. This is her project. And this is who puts these lines together. She is a very talented writer. It's her. Always.
M-H? What the? Oh, okay. Because it was just kind of funny because out of every episode, you was like real calm and real humble like you is in real life. You could tell that you're real humble. And when the Bible
mm-hmm.
verse came up, I was like, wow, she did. I don't know, did you see me at you in a comment that I made on one of the posts? I was like, yeah, you did that with that Bible verse.
Yeah, I saw you.
I was like, she did that with that Bible verse. Because if somebody like Chopper would have came out with a Bible verse, I'd have been like, bitch, you know you're going to hell.
Well, No.
No, I say that because I know Chopper personally, so I know for a fact I'd be like, don't even mention
yeah.
the Bible. Yeah, but anyway, and when you were talking about how you grew up with the whole church thing, and it kind of like brought me back to the Webster's, and I was like, oh, okay, it all starting to come together because, like, your character is really starting to come together to who you is in actual real life.
Okay.
But that was kind of good. What was that you just inboxed me?
Yeah, what?
You just inboxed me a
price of that. Inbox. I didn't know what to say, so I just jibbered some stuff.
Huh?
You said you asked me a question right about Sheep Pride.
You? That's not about Sheep Pride. You just inboxed me MHJKBBK. What is that?
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. It was me, so I ain't want to say nothing wrong, you know what I'm saying?
MHBBA, you know, I don't know.
You are real. I'm going to use my...
That was a code for something. I don't know what it was.
I'm going to use my DC word for this. You are on your creep shit right now.
She called me a creep.
Yes, I think she did, dog.
She is mean. Oh, Kaz is mean today. Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Bad creep. But, yeah, send me the link for the Sheep Pride because we trying to get some Sheep Pride tickets because I'm on vacation. Yay!
Okay, go ahead. Hit that inbox. Don't say those different kind of letters, though. But say exactly what you're looking for in the inbox, and I'll fix it.
I need a link.
Okay. I guess.
We need a ring. Okay.
She is mean.
Don't be on your...
No, Miss Kiwi.
She
was feeling some type of way.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
I am not mean. I swear I'm not mean. And I'm known all around D.C. in every club scene. I am not mean. I am the nicest person sometimes when I don't have no Patron in my
mm-hmm.
hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think you got
some Patron
right
now, honey. That Patron is some funnel.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. But, all right, thank y'all.
Thank you for calling, Ms. Kiwi. I appreciate the love and I appreciate your questions. I see you on the book.
Hey.
All right.
I'm going to cry.
You bet.
I know why they treating you like that.
I don't know. They always mean to KC. I'm so nice. I'm just so nice.
Oh.
Oh, shut up.
I'm going to take it back old school and tell it like it is.
Nah, please.
Okay.
Please don't go back to those days. Now I'm born again.
Yes.
Did you say born again? Did you say born again?
Yes,
Jesus,
I have been born again, honey.
Take me
I have.
Take me right
mm-hmm.
by the cross, Jesus.
Yes.
Give me my wine right there, Jesus, right at the cross.
Yes, that's exactly what I said. Please help me.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not lying. Those days. We are not going to talk about those days. No matter.
No, we're going to leave them with it.
We're dead. Well, let's go back up and see what everybody got to say about that question. So, area code 202-763. Hello? 202-763-678-826. What would you be straight for?
She say nothing.
No, she got quiet.
She said absolutely nothing.
678-826. I think they go. Area code 315-863. What would you be straight for?
My house.
Hey, what's up? What's up? This is Rosie from Syracuse.
What's good?
Hey.
What's good, man? Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, I have a friend here, you know, got her listening, and she talk about she'll be straight for her bills to be paid for how much? A year.
A whole year.
A whole year, all the bills, cell phone bill, cable bill, Limo bill.
Still,
he could be straight for an hour though.
Oh, okay, for an hour. I feel you. Just for it to be paid for a year, she'll do that for an hour for it to be paid for a year.
Yeah, because she can't. I ain't paying no bills for her.
I know that's right. Wait a minute, hold up. She said, "I ain't got no love for you." Say nothing.
I'm tight.
I feel you. I know that's right. All the bills paid, hair done, nails done, everything big. Yes, I know that's right.
Uh-huh.
Well, ain't no hate, no judgment. Girl, go and get your bills paid.
Okay, what's up, boo?
She's sitting here turning
around. Everything.
Shoot, she going to be watching cable for free for a whole year, girl. She going to catch all the love in hip-hop, okay?
Yes.
Yes, with Nico's dirty ass. Y'all know he leaked that tape.
Hey, I did from the jump, man.
Come on, I knew he leaked that tape. Oh, big bug-eyed nigga.
Look like that damn thing on the ice
Tony. Oh my God! He really does.
Don't he look like that thing with the small head? What is that thing called? Is it a weasel?
I don't even know. But he does look like that little thing.
Well, see, I don't know nothing about hip hop. I don't watch that.
Did you ever watch Ice Age, that cartoon?
Did you watch the cartoon Ice Age?
With girl, if you watch the Ice Age, honey, you seen that little weasel thing with them big ass. That's Nico.
Oh,
yeah, that's Nico, pretty much. That's him.
That's him. Sorry, y'all is so wrong for that.
You ain't seen Mimi sex tape?
Girl, Mimi and Ice Age.
It could have been better. That shit whack as shit.
Oh, man, that joke was so whack.
I could do better.
Especially that shower rod with them long. Them long shit was swinging on that shower rod.
Okay. Look, she got a whole franchise now of shower rods. She got Mimi shower rods. She made a big move. Look, while one moment she crying like, you know, hey, you know, I'm so mad that this had to happen. The next minute she all on Instagram, bling blinging and smiling and everything. I said, bitch, you wasn't mad about that money you made. You wasn't mad.
Nor it worth.
Not at all.
And I had to have my long titty swinging. Oh, baby, you're going to give me at least five stacks, baby. Hey, like, you're going to give me five.
You
hear me though? With these long titty swinging. No, ma'am. On some child rock.
Oh, Lord.
No, ma'am. And then she get a black ass. Did she fall off the shower rod of them?
You
have to give me
somebody on Instagram to fail.
Yes. No, ma'am, them long titties hanging, girl. This is swinging and dangling and jumping. No, man. And then I had to have sex with the ice age. Oh, no, I need a mid age.
Yes.
Man, I got a headache, man.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for calling in, man. Thank you for the love and support.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And answering the question.
All right. You guys have a good night.
You too, man.
All right, ladies. You have anything you want to ask us, Ms. J? Hello?
Huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have anything you want to ask me and Teddy?
Man, I you know what? I'm lost for words right now. I'm just excited. I'm just having a good time. I had a little bit of Smirnoff.
Smirnoff what? What kind?
Oh,
what kind?
Lord.
The green apple.
Oh, so you're drinking the beer one?
No, the regular vodka.
Are you? They got green apple?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know that, bro?
No. Oh
yeah,
my goodness! Like
apple
I knew that they had like
the
beer and green apple. I didn't know they had the vodka.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like they just came out with the pineapple Amsterdam. That was awesome. If y'all like pineapple, that's real good, the Amsterdam. But I never had the green. I'm going to get some. Yes, this weekend.
Oh, man, it's good. Yeah, you'll love it. You'll love it.
I'm going to get some.
You'll
I hope
love
they
it.
Get it. We all slow down here in Virginia. Y'all better bring your own liquor with you for sheep rags.
Okay.
Lord, we might not have the stuff y'all had at home. We might not have that stuff. I'm swell.
I got something
ma'am.
For you. Teddy and Casey, answer this one question.
Okay,
or complete the sentence.
Okay.
I can't hit that if.
It smells like
if
a
it smells like fish.
If it smells like
smell
a dog's
like
ass. If it look like the blue off. If it look like it been ran over by a truck. Mm-mm.
If that looks like goddamn tuna tartar, nah, I ain't fucking with it.
If it look like a tuna
that
fish fry,
like cottage
bitch,
cheese,
no,
blue
I
cheese,
it.
I don't want it.
I don't want it. I don't want it. Look, I said, I can't hit that because your drawers look like my wood floors.
If it looks like me, it is. I don't want it.
That name is one of
my. If it looks like Nico's eyeballs, I don't. Mm-mm.
I don't want it. Mm. I don't want it. Look, I can't hit that because five niggas I know what your tats and your birthmark look like.
God.
You can't hit that. If
nah.
Your man is telling you what it looked like from the back, you can't hit that.
No, that's no.
Nah.
Nah. Pineapple.
Pineapple's for real.
Yeah.
Pineapple's
like
real.
A damn dead wolf. I can't hit it. Mm-hmm.
If you got that wolf pussy, I'm sorry, I can't touch it.
See,
if you have an orangutan city down in on your clit, I can't get it with it.
Oh, shut up.
Woo, Lord.
Oh, man.
Oh. I don't even know where it came from, yo.
Oh, my God. If I can't.
Y'all leave me alone.
Wow. No,
I can't do it.
No.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I won't
if
do
I
it. I'm not going to do it.
If before you take your clothes off, then no, I can't fuck with you.
Look, I can't hit that because you smell like bacon and I eat pig. I don't fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. If your pussy is greasy, then I can't deal with it, baby. I can't do no greasy pussy, huh? Something I ain't right with. I'm trying to get my... Oh, no, I have blood pressure.
Hell, no.
I'm not a
if your
pussy
is like mambo sauce and you ain't on your period, bitch, you got to go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, you didn't. See, now I don't even want no more mambo sauce. That was just nice.
See, don't even do that. Don't ruin the mambo sauce
don't
like
ruin,
that.
Come on, don't do that. I can
don't
tell you
the mumbo sauce like that.
Else, but not the mumbo sauce, bro.
Lord, if your pussy got craters on it, I can't hit it.
No.
Oh. Y'all crazy.
I can't stand y'all.
I got
she got that digging.
Nah.
I got one quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
What's the most craziest thing you ever had a fan do or say to you?
Let's see. You know what? To be quite honest, I don't think I've had a fanatic yet. I don't think I've had a fanatic yet. I really haven't had a fanatic yet. And when I do, I'm gonna fast and I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna be like, Jesus, you tell me what to say to her, because it was just one person just hit me up in my inbox every morning and just saying, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I wasn't responding, and it was every morning, good morning. And it was just a little scary to me. And maybe they weren't attracted to me or nothing like that, but it was just a little bit too much. Like, it became a little scary to me, like, because I didn't respond the other morning, and I figured that because I didn't respond the other morning, you know, I would figure that, you know, this morning you wouldn't say the same thing, but, you know, this morning you did say the same thing. So I had to put it out there on Facebook not to hurt you or anything like that, not to, you know what I'm saying, but, like, if I'm not responding to you that way, please, you know, don't do that, because it's a little scary that every morning I wake up, you're right there in my inbox, like, you know, hey, hi, what's going on? Hey, 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 you know, yeah. That's a little scary. That's just a little scary.
That's creepy.
You know. Yeah, you know. And not to say, you know, anything, you know, she just might have just wanted to get to know me. But because I didn't know you like that, I don't know you like that. You know what I'm saying? For you to be in my inbox every morning, it's just a little creepy. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But good person, though. Good person. I wouldn't put dirt on their character. They seem like good people, but I just had to put it out there that, you know, hey, you know, we don't know each other like that. For you to be saying good morning to me every morning at, you know, 7:55 in the morning, I'm still asleep. You know, bitch, come
on. Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
make sure you
rolled
over three times.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
I can't say it,
yo. I can't say it, you. Shit. I ain't even rolled over three times yet at 7 o'clock in the damn morning. The hell?
Right.
Nah.
Girl,
you've been in that cuss the hell out of black. What the hell?
Yeah, that was just a little crazy to me. It was slightly scary to me, you know. And Child Block was like, girl, you need fanatics, girl. You need girls, people like that. I was like, but no, I don't. I appreciate fans. I appreciate the love and everything. But, when I see obsessive behavior, it becomes a little scary, you know.
Right.
It makes me want to call the police. You know, like, I don't know. I'm scared.
Help.
I'm scared right now. It makes me want to get in my closet and say, hello, I'm right here. I might need some help. They said good morning to me again in my inbox.
No. I wonder how the police would actually respond to that. If they actually got a phone call that somebody kept hitting them up in their inbox every single morning, just kept saying, hello, hi, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Sam, y'all know that, right?
I think I would be creeped out as well. Like, if I was that cop and I got that call and I'm, like, dispatch and I had to hit them, like, what?
Right. So what do you want me to do? So where do we go from here?
Yeah. What am I supposed to do, ma'am? Ma'am, I'm scared for you, but I don't know what to tell you to do.
Right.
Can you like block her off your page or delete your
right.
page?
That's the first thing the cops would say. Well, why
exactly.
did you block her?
Because she's
like,
a
well,
fan.
Sir, I did.
Oh,
hold on, let's say, sweetheart, if you are listening, please update what Teddy is saying to heart. I'm just a big asshole. I like to
yeah, me too.
That. No shade off of you, that's saying. We ain't bombing on you, we just saying, you know. So. Much
saying,
love to
all.
You, but
I didn't block her. I didn't block
one of
her,
us
I
up
didn't,
in our inbox
you know.
Saying, no, hello, good morning, no 7 o'clock in the morning, because I don't know if I'll be as nice as Jay was. I might be a little on the rude side. Or my wife might be a little on the rude side. But
crazy shit.
Chop was like, just ignore her. She's okay. She's fine. I was like, okay, Chop. All right.
Chop was probably just sitting there getting high as gas, laughing her ass off. And she's like,
yes, you know how Chop is. She's crazy.
Hell yes.
Just telling you love her.
We be laughing people out, yo. We're like, no, I just want to tell them, no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chop would probably sit there and have a whole conversation with the girl and be sitting there laughing the whole time.
You're
probably sit there and play with the girl.
You are
no
not
shade, Chop, because I know I got to get ready to see you at CPR. Please don't be there. But I'm just saying. You
please
like
kick
the
her.
You probably been to fuck with her crazy.
That's my
nigga,
though.
That's
she be giving me the business. She
let,
Chop let me know, like, she be letting me know, like, you know, you kind of need people like that in this industry. So I'm like, okay, but that's scary a little bit, but okay.
Yeah.
They be like, hi, and they say hi, and they be like, hi.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Hi. Right. Like, no, stop, please. Oh, my God. Every time you look at your phone, you're like, oh, my God, it's the same person.
Exactly.
It's crazy. But, yeah, that's it, though. I haven't had nothing real extreme happen other than that. Just my inbox being hit up a lot. But I like my people, don't get me wrong, I love my inbox being hit up. I love when y'all hit me up and y'all say, well, I appreciate you, Angel, and things like that. I love it. I appreciate it, and I will respond. I talk facts to you. You know, I'm just asking you not to be obsessive with it because, you know, it's a little scary, you know. I'm a crawl in the corner if you do that to me. That's too much.
He's going to get you. Man, she gonna get your ass. I feel sorry for you.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
She probably won't.
Oh,
been.
Man.
Ball
crazy. Oh, man.
Whew. Uh-oh, we got a couple of. Oh, hold on. Oh, Lord, we got a couple of new callers. Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Well, let's go back to 240305. Somebody got a special announcement for you. 240305. They're not going to say it. They'll come back. All right, 585-694.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm new. Yes, I'm one of the new callers. I just had a question for both of you guys. I'm Victoria from New York. Well, you say you've been with a lot of different kind of women, all different sizes and that. What made you decide what kind of woman you actually like or lady?
Is that for Casey and Teddy or is that for Jay? Or
Jay.
Angela, I'm sorry. It's for me?
Yes.
With me, when it comes to deciding about a woman, I don't have a particular preference as far as, oh, she has to be big, she has to be light-skinned, she has to be dark-skinned. I love all types of, I've loved a really chocolate woman like myself, and I've loved a light-skinned woman. the thing is the connection. I need a connection. Uh-huh. I need communication. I need communication. I need spirituality. I need a I need a conversation. So I need all of those things. As far as of what makes me decide to talk to you.
Your
looks. It's way beyond your looks.
So do you normally go by your first instinct, your first like connection, first unseen, or? Like, how do you normally just end up just saying,
I get to know you. I spend time with you. I talk on the phone with you, go out with you, and I get to know you because, for me, like, I don't find people in the club. If the setting that I'm in constantly outside of District Heat is with Belladonna. And like I said, Belladonna is a very popular go-go band that has performed with Erykah Badu, Melanie Fiona, Faith Evans. They have performed with a lot of different people, so I'm around them all the time, and a lot of different people know their names. And so when I'm out with my best friend and the band, I'm not out looking. I'm not really making eye contact. So I rarely book people in the club. It's got to be something special about you to, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be a connection. You probably may be goofy. You may be, you know, spiritual. You may love music. It has to be a connection for me outside of lust. It has to be outside of, and don't get me wrong, because, you know, I have to be attracted to you. I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying? I have to be attracted to you. However, it has to be outside of just the first appearance, because there has to be more. You can look good as Lisa Ray, as my baby said today, earlier today. You can look good as Lisa Ray, but if there is no connection, if I can't communicate with you, if we're on the phone and we're silent and you're not saying anything to me, like, that blows me. So I'm wasting my time with you. I don't care how good your pussy is. I don't care how good, you know what I'm saying, you smell or you look, you know what I'm saying. For me, that's because I may be a dom, but I'm still a female. So there's things that you have to appeal to me outside of just the initial looks. So it's
I'm getting into the conversation, so I don't know if you answered this question or not, but do you consider yourself a no-label kind of lesbian?
I would consider myself as a soft dom. I'm not as hard as a lot of people may think that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider myself as a soft dom.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to answer the question for the whole straight thing, like what would make you go straight, I found that really funny. But my answer for that was if they was crooked, then I'm going straight. Okay.
Hey.
So, but that was
I know that's
thank
right.
You guys. Thank you for answering my question. Have a good night.
No problem. Thank you for the love and thank you for calling in. I appreciate it so much. You have a good night.
Okay. You too.
Right, we got one more caller before we have to go, ladies. Area code 75725. That's home. Area code 757256.
Hello.
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 Are you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure if you answered it because I kind of tuned in late, but is this your first web series? And this question is for Jay.
Is this my first what?
Web series.
Yes, it actually is. It's my first web series.
Okay. And do you ever get nervous while you're recording?
I do. I catch butterflies. I do, because I want to portray this character as Miss Shinobia McKenzie sees it. I want to do the best job possible. So I do. I catch a lot of butterflies.
Right. And I have one more question. You don't have to say any names, but is there a connection, like, between the cast members on set? Is there any, like, sexual connection between anybody on set? Because I know there are a lot of sex scenes.
Oh, wow. And I'm actually not able to answer that question.
Okay.
Because I really don't know. I mean, I see things, but I'm really not able to answer that question.
Understood. Okay, thank you. That's all I have to ask.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate your questions.
All right, have a good
night. Have a good night.
All right, J. First of all, I want to thank you for coming on to She's On Radio. It has been a blast with you. That is all I'm
saying. Man, it's been fun.
Yes, indeed, man. You got me over here laughing. I got a tomb in my head all hurt and stuff. I'm lying, man. I had a good time with you. I definitely did, man. And I just really thank you for coming on here. And honestly, you are one of the realest that I can honestly say that has been on his own. You have, you know, you came and you just was yourself, and I like that. You didn't have to feel like you had to put on for somebody. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
Right,
you just kept 100.
Thank you.
You know, and,
I try my best to be as 100 as I can be.
And you keep doing that. You keep being beautiful, man. Keep being talented. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. You go and prosper, man. Just like you say, you know, you just keep God in your corner, man. You're going to be all right. For real, man.
Thank you, man.
I see a big things happening for you. I see you being above Missy, boy. I see you out there doing it, man. For real. I
Thank
love Missy.
You,
that's my boo-boo. Okay, boo-boo. But I, you doing it, man, because you know she, you know it's time for somebody new to come through, and you got her, you definitely, you kind of got a little bit of, like, her style. It's your style. You got your own style, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you remind me of her. You know.
I feel you.
So,
and it's only natural because she taught me, and that's what people don't understand, that, you know, when you learn from somebody, you know, and I, let me clarify that. She didn't teach me personally, but I ate from her. I listened to her, and I drew from her plate, and she taught me a lot. Not unknowingly, she taught me a lot.
Okay. Well, before we go, therefore, I don't want to stand there and be like, beep, 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 you know what I'm saying? Just stand me off the train. I want you to tell everybody how they can get in contact with you on your social media, and if anybody wanted to book you to do a show, you know, let them know exactly how to get in contact with you on that as well.
Okay. If you want to contact me on social media, you can. I'm several places. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook as Angelus, A-N-G-U. LOUSDMC, and that's ANGULOUSTHEMC, on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook. It's Angelus the MC Holland on Facebook. If you want to contact me and book me for a show, or if you want me to host, you can definitely contact me in my email at aster3081@gmail.com. Again, that's A is in Apple, S is in Sam, T is in Tom, E is in Echo, R, 3081@gmail.com to book me to host. I'm willing to host, and I'm also willing to perform. So just hit me up.
All right, Jay. Thank you so much for coming through, man. And we definitely got to have a part two. We'll talk about that a little later. And,
okay.
So, you know, you have a good night, man.
Yeah, y'all too, man. Again, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate the love and the exposure, and I pray that God continues to expand your show and bless your show, and, you know, that it becomes more than what you could even think or imagine.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
All right,
man, you have
no
a blessed
problem.
Night.
You too. Y'all be good.
You too, man.
All right.
Teddy, man, thank you so much for holding down for me again, as my guest co-host.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, man. And everybody else, this is the weekend of She Pride 2014. All I'm going to say,
woo!
know, right? Look, we've been walking around tracking everything, screaming sheep, and looking
yes,
crazy.
Yes, trying to lose this weight, honey.
We are ready. If you do not know who's going to be in the building, we're going to have Tempo. We're going to have Look Alive. We're going to have Juice Box. We're going to have Chopper from District Heat. We're going to have Chris from District Heat. We're going to have one to call us tonight, Lil Sleepy from D.C. We're going to have, man, oh my goodness, we're going to have Storm from Philly. We're going to have Face from D.C. We're going to have Porter from V.A., Phantom from V.A., Jeezy from V.A., we're going to have Kizma from VA. We're going to have Flow Seduction for VA. Hosting will definitely be none other than myself and Teddy. I can't get the other guest host. And on Friday night, it's going to be none other than legendary Miss Nina Divine. If you don't know about her, I'm going to need you to check her out on Facebook. Miss Nina Divine or Nina Divine Revlon. She is one of the hottest hosts. It hit the East Coast. I'm gonna need y'all to book her for all your hosting needs. And definitely, ladies, www.shezoneent.com. Listen to any. You can even go on there and listen to the District Heat interview that I did. We did Ali, we did Chopper, we did everybody. We done did Sia, Care for Life. We done did Stassia from Bad Girls Club. We done did a whole lot of people. So www.shezone.ent. Coming up within the next few weeks, we will be having Dice from La La Four Court Press. September the 1st, September the 8th, we'll be having the baddest, one of the baddest comics out there, comic media mogul. Her name is Fire, the media mogul. She'll be here September the 8th. We got a whole lot of more shows that are coming. I can't tell y'all too much, but definitely Monday through Wednesday, 11 p.m., it goes down right in the zone. Ladies, I love y'all so much. All right.
All right.
Let go. I'm hyper, man. She's on. Oh, my goodness. Look, you understand, bro. I am so happy that it is about to be She Fire. Like, you know, we've been waiting
all this
time for She Fire to come on. Right.
Yes.
And it is here, like, the ultimate lesbian takeover next year, ladies. I do have one of the hosts now that's going to be hosting She Fire next year. If you're from Texas or you heard of Big Yo's out there, or her name is Flawless Oz, she will be hosting 2015 She Fire. So if you don't make it to this year, don't worry about it. Each year, it's going to be held in Virginia. So all you got to do is the same thing, www.shepride2015. Don't put 2014 for next year's show. 2015.eventbrite.com. Matter of fact, I'm about to go make it now. And tickets will start selling probably roughly around November. So all your updates will be done by November. Love y'all so much. Y'all have a nice day. And here with my boy right here. Jay.
Flat out on your face, get you flat out on your face, get you flat out on your face, get you flat out on your face, and get you. Yeah, Angela. Angela, DMC, y'all. You see, boy, it's evident I was born with common sense. Niggas call it the third eye. I just watch you, nigga, this how you never got your shit, but you say flapping your lip, calling for empty clips. That body bag, all that talking, it'll get you hurt. You keep it walking, or kick the dirt. That bitch is to get you. Get you flat out on your face, 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 yeah, on your face. I pimp flap your judo jack, you leave you flat out on your face, flat out on your face. I pimp flap your judo jack, you leave you flat out on your face. See, I'm in the lane with the people in the front, you in the back with the names in the bum. Come for me, there'll be a rumble in the bronze. Rum-tum-tum. Mad cause you woke up so fucked up, numb in the D like pussy and lungs. Pharmacy, high me, I'm like a gun. See me with a scalpel, bitch, way you better run. Fake ass nigga, no name ass nigga. Mad cause you ain't got a dream ass nigga. Man, what you doing, you clean ass nigga. Tell my shit, I'm a mean ass nigga. Flip your cards, where you got? You stress, you're not hard. Out your mouth, my name you say. Oh, I swear that shit, they get you flat out of your face. Faking, we'll get you taken. Cause I'm beyond Vince Station. Let me get you. Yeah, I could slap your judo chop. flat out on your face. Yeah. I put fly off your judo chop, you leave you flat out on your face.
Flat out on your face, get you flat out on your face. Flat, get you flat, flat out on your face.
I'm just letting you know, man, that jam was hard. But ladies, y'all have a nice day, nice night. I will see y'all Monday. If I don't see you at She Pride this weekend, I better see you at She Pride this weekend. I'm going to get my belt. Love y'all. Y'all have a nice night.